May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you please be seated, except for John, who's going to get a microphone. Thank you, John. Now, each of you have been given a pack this morning. It's black and it's got welcome written on the front of it. I wonder if you could please open that pack. And I think it will be the fourth document down will have on it St. Mary and St. Edith's priorities 23-24. Just take a look at that. I've got mine here. Mind you don't drop the pen. These are the priorities as a church community we've chosen for the next 2 years. We discussed it thoroughly at the parochial church council, and we are fully invested in these. And I'm speaking about each priority in the sermons that I preach. I've already spoken about our ethos, that's the first one there, and also about spirituality, which is just over the page. And you can find those sermons on our website if you miss them. Today, I'm going to be speaking about welcome, the priority of welcome, which you can find at the bottom of the first page here. And the top of the second page. This is really a really important priority for us because, as it says there, we want people to feel welcome whenever they come to our church. So let me ask you a question. What is it that makes a person, home or church, welcoming? Let me just repeat that again for you to think about. What is it that makes a person, home, or church welcoming? Now, I actually really want to hear your ideas about that. And so John's got a microphone, and I've got a pen to write down anything that you have to say. And I'm just wondering if, I mean, I know it's controversial to speak in a sermon, but I wonder if there's anyone who was willing to share their ideas. What is it that makes a person, home or church, welcoming? Any ideas? Yeah? You'd speak into the microphone so everyone can hear. That would be great.
Just quickly, a smile.
Thank you.
Eye contact, maybe.
Thank you. Thank you. So remembering names, thank you.
Might sound stupid, but open doors, having that actual physical openness when you come to that door and it being open rather than being dark.
Thank you. Open doors. Literally open doors. Thank you.
Get like 6,000 steps in a day. We've talked about a smile, but also an interest. I haven't seen you before, haven't you come from far? Just make people feel that they're welcome and important as anyone else.
Thank you. I'm going to write that down as showing interest in people. Thank you. Anyone else want to say anything? Yes, thank you, Dave.
Just give the person the opportunity to tell you their story, as opposed to you imposing our story on them.
Thank you. I'm going to just write that down just quickly as listening to people's stories. Is that okay? Thank you.
Welcome When the first time you meet somebody and you, they come to the church, you give them a welcome. They say, welcome to the church, I'm part of God's kingdom.
Thank you. So I'm going to write that down as a friendly welcome. That looks like it, John, doesn't it? Thank you very much. So the things I've written down are a smile, eye contact, remembering names. I have to write them down, and often in order for them to be able to stick, but it's important to do, isn't it? And open doors, literal open doors, so that the invitation is to come in, showing interest in people, and listening to people's stories. It's kind of linked there. And being friendly, a friendly welcome. Thank you very much. And we'll come back to some of those things in a moment. First, however, I'd like to consider why we should bother being welcoming at all. Why can't we all just come to church, get what we want out of it, and then go home? Why can't we do that? Why bother about anyone else? Well, I've noticed one really good reason in our Bible readings today. And that's that God welcomes us as his people, even when we're selfish and not very likeable. So let's take a look at the readings. I'm sure I've got here somewhere, yes. Take a look at the readings. In our first reading, Exodus, we see that God rescues his people from slavery. And even when they're unappreciative and complain, he meets their needs. That's what we read here in this story. What kind of slavery has God rescued you from, I wonder? How has God met your needs? How appreciative are you of God's welcome of you? Moving on to Psalm 95 that we read together. We see that God is our maker. He gives us life. God, we see here, is like a shepherd to us, wanting to lead us through life to find well-being and wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Notice the plea here. Don't harden your hearts to this gift. Respond to God's welcome, or you'll miss the peace and restfulness of soul that is promised here. Moving on to our second reading, Romans. In Romans, we see that Jesus brings us reconciliation and peace with God through his death on the cross as a free gift. We didn't have to earn it. It's just a gift, the gift of himself. That is some welcome. How thankful, I wonder, are you for this? But there's more. The welcoming presence of the Holy Spirit within us means that when we experience suffering, we now have the capacity to be strengthened rather than weakened by it. I wonder if you've noticed that as God has filled your life. Do you sense gratitude within you for it, for this welcome into the very strength and being of God? In John's Gospel, it's a long one, the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman reveals many things, but here are two of them. First, anyone and everyone is welcome to come and receive spiritual life from Jesus. Anyone, everyone, you, me. And that's something to be grateful for. And second, though, this is, did you notice, a two-way relationship. It's not just saying, God saying, welcome, welcome to this new life. It's a two-way relationship. Like any friendship, we don't just receive from God. We're asked to give what we have, both to God. The woman gives Jesus water. It's what he wants from her. It's what she has. It's what he wants. And also to give to others. The woman brings others to be welcomed by Jesus. It's a two-way relationship. Because each of us finds meaning, not just by being given something, but by participating, contributing, being useful, being appreciated for what we have to offer. So, from these readings, we can see that we're meant to be welcoming from gratitude for being welcomed. So no, we can't just come to church, get what we want to get out of it, and then go off again. Not really. Not if we're truly grateful for what God has given us and the welcome he's given to us. We're also meant to be welcoming because Jesus offers healing for our selfishness and asks us to care for those around us. And surprise, surprise, many churches have found that when they listen to Jesus and do this well, they grow. Their congregations grow. Because, as some of you have suggested, people will stay if they find a smile and eye contact here, if they find that we remember their names, if we keep our doors open and invite them in, if we show interest in people, if we listen to their stories, if we give them a friendly welcome. And that's why a high priority for our church is that we want people to feel welcome whenever they come to church. And who do you imagine will do the welcoming? That's my next question. Who's going to do this welcoming? Well, partly, of course, our welcoming teams do that during the week. And our sides persons and refreshments teams do that on Sundays. And on behalf of all of us, they'll try to make you feel that we're glad that you're here. I'm so grateful for everyone on those teams. They'll offer you support where they can, or they'll direct you to someone else if your needs are beyond them. Those of you on these teams do a brilliant job. And as I say, I'm very, very grateful to you. But the welcome pack that you have in front of you is also part of this welcome. You know, by the institution, by the corporate body of the church, by the family of the church. Because a lot of welcome, as you've said to me already, a lot of welcome is about warmth. But some of it's about information. You need to know what you're supposed to do and what this place is like. That would be true of a home. You want to know which room you come into. Do you take your shoes off or don't you take your shoes off? Which room is it? Where do you sit? And then how do you behave? And so information is important. And this pack is trying to address the problem of coming into a church and knowing nothing about it, knowing nothing at all. In some churches, those who are in the know like to keep it that way, because it means that they have power that those who aren't in the inner circle don't have. They know. But we don't want it to be like that here. This pack aims to give people at least a start in finding out who we are and what we do. I've given one to everyone today just for you to see what's in them. So let's have a look in them now. It's really important that these have been put in the pack in a particular order, and I felt that was important to do that. So right on the top there, you've got welcome, the welcome page, and that says something about our church and its spiritual heritage. Maybe the pen fell out as you opened it up, but there we are. That's a pen there. It's got our church's website, email address, and telephone number on it. You've got a postcard of our new icon. You've got current information about what's coming up, and so here are the services for Holy Week and Easter. If I'd have done it before now, I would have put in, for example, details about our Lent course. Advent courses will go in here, and other events like our Ainsworth special celebrations will go in here when the time comes. You've got something about Children's Church there, and that will be updated. You've got something about our Companions of Ainsworth programme, helping people to discover a way of reading the Bible reflectively and contemplative prayer. And then we've got some other bits, which is more to do with belonging, really, if people choose to belong. There's a consent form there, which we need to have if we're going to keep in touch with you. All to do with GDPR, General Data Protection Regulations. So by law, I can't keep you informed properly unless you give me your details. So that's there, just so that we can keep in touch. There is the application for enrolment in our church electoral roll. That's what approximates to membership in the Church of England. We don't really have church membership, but this gives you the right to come to our annual parochial church meeting and vote, and some other rights as well within the church congregation. And then we get down to finance. I really didn't want this to be the first thing you encounter in the pack, but actually it costs money to run this church, as it does any home, actually. Anywhere where there's people belonging together costs money. And this is a leaflet here which will tell you about why we need the money. Not just give us your money, but this is why. This is why we want something. And there is, just tucked inside there, gift aid and standing order form. And finally, at the end, just because it's a bit more meaty and also it helps to sort of bulk out the pack properly, you know, kind of support everything else, is our Rendezvous magazine, which comes out every month. And that will give you details about contact details and all sorts in there, and other information about what's going on and some interesting articles. Oh, and of course, there was the priorities, because I want people to know about those, because this shows us the kind of church community we want to be. And that sort of slips in just after the postcard. Oh, no, was it? Perhaps it was just after the Easter services. So there we are. Now, what I'm showing you this for, I'm trying this out on you, whether you're newcomers, visitors, haven't been here very long, or if you've been here a long time, because I want to ask you this question. If you think that there something else could usefully go in there for newcomers, then please let me know. Just say, John, what about this or what about that? And I can adjust the packs then. And then, just to make it clear that these packs are for newcomers, not for regulars. So if you're a regular here, but there's some information in that pack that you'd like to keep, please keep it. Take that away. But would you please give the rest of it back as you go out, and then I'll kind of repack them for newcomers. But if you're a newcomer or a visitor today, or you haven't been here in the church very long, then keep it. Keep the whole thing. Take it away with you, including the pen. And I mean, if you want to keep the pen anyway, you can. And the postcard, no problem at all. Keep it. With one proviso, I've had to use back numbers of the Rendezvous magazine in order to be able to fill all these packs. So if you're a newcomer and the Rendezvous magazine is not this month, swap it as you go out for a current one that are just at the back of the church here. How else can we help folk feel welcome? I've mentioned the welcoming teams in the midweek, sidesperson's teams, and the refreshments teams as well. There's the pack which gives people information. How else? Well, the ministers always try to do so. We try to do that. Sometimes, however, people need a proper conversation with us, not just a passing one. So we might seem busy at times, and you might feel missed out. That did happen to me, or I think it was about 3 months back, when somebody who was new was really needed a deep conversation with me. And somebody went past me and was really quite cross and angry because I hadn't immediately stopped to speak to them. So please be patient with us. Sometimes people really need that. So we can't always speak to everyone. So please forgive us. But if that happens and you feel that you haven't been given attention by one of us as ministers, please phone or email one of us and we'll arrange time to make time for you. And you'll always find my email address and telephone number on the notice sheets that you have given to you whenever you come in here. But welcome is not just about what the welcoming or sidespersons or refreshments and ministers teams do. We do want the whole church to be welcoming. After all, we've all of us been welcomed by God. So we all have something profound to be grateful for. And as a response, we're all called to show care for others. So please, don't just come to church to get what you want out of it and then go home again. Have a look around. Does anyone look lonely? In pain? A bit upset? Is there someone you've not noticed before? Be brave. It's simple enough. Introduce yourself, ask who they are and how they are. That's it. And listen. Oh, and if you're talking in a group, by the way, some people say, oh, we're a very friendly church. What they mean is that they all know one another and they all talk to one another avidly and ignore anybody new coming in. We want to avoid that, don't we? Because that's being friendly to one another but not to newcomers. So if you are talking in a group, which is natural to do, maybe over coffee or something, if you're talking in a group, invite newcomers into the conversation. Say, oh, come and sit with us. Get to know them that way. Include them in the interaction. And finally, if we look at the priorities list again, you'll see there that under the simple statement of we want people to feel welcome whenever they come to church, there's all sorts of actions there that we're planning to take. And in fact, this welcome pack is one of those actions, as you can see. And over the page, there's some measures as well, because measures are important. And so if you look through those, maybe you could ask yourself, which of these might you be able to help with? In particular today, I'm going to need help with keeping these welcome packs up to date, for example. That's going to have to be done every week, every now and again. So if anyone can help me with that, I'd be really grateful. Amen.